Gidget, aren't you happy?
Go ahead and start, Leela. Introduce us today.
Oh. We've been over this, Mr. Host.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Do you ever pay attention to, like, anything?
I'm sorry.
Oh, SmackDown! Woohoo! Next week on the Fitness Retro, we have a new leader, and it's Tara.
Hey, Tara's already...
And the reign of evil will begin.
Dad, do you want to come over and say anything to the Happiness Patrol?
No, don't bring your dad in, no.
How do you get Pikachu on a bus?
I don't know, Dale. How do you get Pikachu on a bus?
Pokemon. That sounds wrong in so many ways.
Anyway. Look at here. I don't play favorites on the Happiness Patrol, okay?
I'm afraid. I'd love to have Dell over, but I'm afraid that he'll just make fun of my vacuum cleaner.
T-Rizas! Uncle Lewis is hungover, Leela.
Yes!
You're listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Sounds groovy. Sounds groovy. So anyway, hey everybody, welcome to the Happiness Patrol. My name is Lewis, and seems like it's been a while, so I'm glad that everybody is back. I'm not alone now, because with me I have...
It's me, Tara W. Hello! Hello!
Yay. Not only Tara, but Leela's here. Leela!
Hi! How's it going?
We've missed you. You know, we've missed you.
I know, I missed you guys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it seems like it's been, like, way too long. It's only been 2 weeks, but still, golly, boy. And speaking of 2 weeks of vacation time, Dale had a wonderful one. Dale?
It was all right. Spent a week with the parents up in very, very cold Scotland. Now, when Lewis says it's cold in his house and it reaches about 12 degrees, the average temperature in Scotland for while I was up there, nighttime temperature, was minus 15 degrees Celsius. So, suck it up, Lewis.
Yes, yes. So sit back, relax. We'll get all nice and toasty warm now with Valentine's Day, our Valentine's edition of the Happiness Patrol. Are you ready, gang?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Leela, how's everything over yonder in Utah land?
Good and cold.
Good and cold, right. So you didn't go skiing yesterday, did you?
No, I didn't. I missed out.
Did you want to go skiing yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good, good, good. So happy Valentine's Day to you and Tara. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And Tara just celebrated a birthday. So not to be outdone by Leela, because we had a big throwdown with Leela's birthday. But it was a special birthday because, you only turn 18 once. But Tara had a birthday yesterday, and so we're very happy.
Yesterday was my 42nd birthday.
Well, you didn't need to say that.
Why not?
Well, that was the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're 42. Wow, you're the perfect age then.
Oh, for what? Having a heart attack?
For everything, my dear.
No, 42 is the answer. It's the answer. The answer is 42.
Ah, well.
You remember, right?
Yeah. It was not the best of birthdays. I'm going to call a do-over at Gallifrey 1. So.
Okay. We're all going to go to Galley and have a good time and celebrate her birthday. And my birthday is coming up on the 24th, actually.
Woo-hoo!
So, hell yeah.
And
we're
another vacation coming on.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that rolling? Is somebody moving furniture in your house, Leela?
Oh, it's the garage door.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wow.
You know that bit from Paradise Towers where there's that horrible computer thing in the basement that's eating people?
Yes.
That's the noise the door made when it opened. are you sure that was the garage?
Oh,
it's just listen really, really carefully and you'll hear something in the background that Leela says, go, hungry.
Hungry, hungry. Hungry, hungry. So anyway, I was really hoping that we could, because of Valentine's Day and all that good stuff, we could talk a little bit about love in the TARDIS and how, just how people didn't really seem to think that the Doctor should be involved with any of his companions. And then, boom, here comes 2005 and Rose appears, and it's all over but the crying. So.
Well, you can take that all the way back to the Eighth Doctor when he invented snogging. I mean, up until that point, the Doctor hadn't put his lips on anybody that we know of.
Excuse me? first Doctor.
The first Doctor in the Aztec,
yeah. The first Doctor kissed a lady.
Mm-hmm.
There was a snog. Well, that wasn't a snog, though.
It was certainly not usually done at the time.
It was a public show of affection. Well, maybe not quite too terribly public because there was nobody there, but still, yeah.
There were two people there, Lou. That was the whole point.
Yeah, well, he was quite smitten. It was very cute to see him quite smitten with the Aztec queen. I thought that was great. So, yeah, I like that a lot. So, but as far as companions are concerned,
Tara, I think you're
right.
The Doctor didn't actually do Rose, did he? Which is, well, I'm insanely grateful for that, personally. Although it's probably been the subject of 8,000 fan fictions since then.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's probably doing her in that other universe that he dropped the...
Oh, can we not...
Point.
Edit one. Yeah, we are, actually. We're talking about Love in the TARDIS. Love in the...
We're talking about Love in the TARDIS.
Well, I wish I had a sound clip from the golden days of Doctor Who conventions when Jon Pertwee would stand up on stage and hold forth about how there was no sex in the TARDIS. And he would go on at great length, and people would just be wheezing with laughter because he had this whole spiel about how there was no sex in the TARDIS, and he would go on, and then he would finally end it with, and the damn box would fall over. And that's how he would end it. So.
It probably would, actually, yes.
Yeah, that TARDIS in those days. Taking your life with your own hands, going in there.
I don't know, there's still a lot of people out there that are very, very upset that the whole Rose phenomena and the Rose and the Doctor
phenomenon.
Sort of thing.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
It's a musical interlude. So, who thinks that the Rose and that the Rose? What am I talking about? Suddenly, I'm Bette Midler. So what do you think? You think the Doctor and Rose were actually?
Oh hell yeah!
You think so?
Oh hell yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Dale? Yeah.
There's not enough mind bleach in the world.
Brain bleach.
Oh, dear God, can you please not talk about the Doctor and Rose doing it? My world is already falling apart.
What do you think, Leela? You think there was any funny business going on there at all that was just unshown or just, you know?
I like to think so.
You like to think so? Well, there you go.
God. Would you like to come into my large blue box and see my central collar moving up and down? Oh.
Oh, the central... God.
Would you like to touch my console and play with my big knob? God.
Is this the one that opens the door? Because you're going to need it. Always know where the one that opens the door is at. You can make a quick escape. So, yeah, so there we go. So, today we've talked about Love in the TARDIS. Thank you. Moving right along. That computer's eating stuff again.
Hungry.
At least it's not Gadget this time.
Hungry.
It's like Gadget's evil father.
I went into Waterstones, the bookshop the other day, and since Twilight came out, there have been, you know, so many other vampire love stories going on. And do you know what they call them? They've got a whole genre just for that now, and it's called dark romance.
Yeah.
I nearly wet myself laughing when I read that.
I tell you what, the only series that's worth half a damn, and David and I read the whole series, and we've been reading it, and we have really enjoyed the hell out of it, and it's the Dead and Unwed series. And
oh,
no. No, 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 no. trust me, a dear friend of ours handed us the first book in the series and said, okay, I know this looks like crap from the cover, and I know the first 20 pages or so you're going to be going, oh, my God, but persevere, because this is absolutely one of the most hysterical series you will ever read, and it's the way that Buffy should have gone, because the heroine, Betsy, is a complete and total airhead. And she is bitten by a vampire and ends up becoming queen of the dead. But all she's really interested in is shoes. She has no real interest in being the queen of the dead. She's only interested in fashion. She's only interested in manicures, pedicures, having a good time. And there's all of this political machination swirling around her empty little head. And everybody else has to handle it for her, and it is the most hysterical series you will ever read. So I highly recommend the Undead and Unwed series by Mary Janice Davison. So there's my plug for the week.
Wow. Wed and Undead. Undead and Unwed. Okay, there you go.
Sounds quite fun, actually.
It does sound really funny.
It is hysterical. I mean, really, if I had picked up the book in the bookshop, I would have thrown it down. I never would have read it. But this lady said, trust me on this. Get a few pages into it, and you're going to be howling with laughter. And I guarantee you, you will be howling with laughter. This is the way Buffy should have gone, because I'm sorry, Buffy started out as an airhead. And she should have stayed an airhead, and everybody who says, well, you know, you couldn't have sustained the story for any length of time if she'd stayed an airhead. Bullshit. This lady has gone through, she's been through 8 books.
A loge, a loge.
Do you have another dog called Bullshit that you've just called?
No, Dulcie wants to go and kick somebody's ass if I start yelling bullshit. She's, oh, okay, somebody's ass.
This is my dog, Bullshit. Yeah, wasn't that Steve Martin's dog in The Jerk?
I thought that was Shithead.
Shithead, that's right.
Leela.
Yes, Dale.
Have you watched any Doctor Who this week?
No.
Lewis.
I'm quite sad.
Yeah, yes, Dale.
Have you watched any Doctor Who this week?
Not this week.
Dale, yes, Dale. Have you watched any Doctor Who this week? No, I haven't, you douchebag. Shut up. So, none of us have watched any Doctor Who.
Not this week.
And then we took a Doctor Who podcast. So, this week on the Happiness Patrol, we've got no freaking idea what we're talking about because we haven't been watching any Doctor Who. So, we're going to talk about the American version of The Office instead.
In Doctor Who News this week, Leela brings us the first 3 episodes for the new Stephen Moffat series. Leela?
Well, according to the Gallifrey News Base, it says the series begins with the 11th Hour, and then episode 2 is The Beast Below, and episode 3 is Victory of the Daleks.
Oh, there you go. See? Auntie Leela knows. Lewis.
Hey, I got a bit of news. I found out that the Orlando History Museum downtown here in Orlando has a...
Where else would the Orlando History Museum be?
St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Edit 3.
Edit 2. So anyway, I found out that the Orlando History Museum... in downtown Orlando, Florida, USA, that is. Yes, they have a special exhibit going on until May 12th of some costumes from the Science Fiction Museum in Seattle. So, whoa.
Cool.
So there you have it. I was like, wow, cool, I get to go see this. And Seven of Nine's costume is there.
Yeah.
Along with the Batman costume, you know, the one with the nipples, that one's there.
Oh,
yeah,
I have that one.
Yes, the one with the nipples.
Tara, can you please not sound so impressed by that?
The one with the nipples. So,
do you have any idea how much money Batman has made for my house? For my, I mean, between Batman and Pokemon. Go right ahead. Put nipples on the costume. Send a bunch of people to go see it. That's money in my pocket, boys
money,
and girls.
Nipples.
You go right ahead.
Nipples. Money in the bank.
Yeah, but my God, it was a shite film.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Anyway.
But, you know, my biggest complaint about that one is there was nipples on all the costumes except for Batgirls. So, what the hell?
My biggest complaint about Batgirl is her inability to say the word compost.
What did she say?
You're about to become compost, sister. All right, what's compost?
That's the way they say it in America.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's Alicia yes, Silverstone it being rubbish. Shut up, douchebag.
Leela, you wanna chime in here, Leela?
No.
Leela has the right idea. In case
oh
you
God.
Hadn't noticed, the narky British one's back. Do you mind?
That's right. We got Dale back. Thank God. He sounds well rested too. So if you're in Orlando, man, that's gonna be good. That's got for a nerd like me, that's a good one. That's a good one to go see. So I'm already jealous that Tara got to go to Seattle and see the Science Fiction Museum there. But hey, we've got as close as it's gonna get to Orlando, that's for sure. You know, so get
hey,
on down
Southwest
there. I think
Airlines. Southwest Airlines does Super Saver fares to Seattle, so like you know, $50 round trip.
$50.
Gotta pick them up.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a good weekend. So, but yeah. So locally, anybody listening locally, you know, you can check it out. Oh, you know what? Another little piece of news. I need a drum roll. Leela, give me a drum roll.
Why do I have to give you a drum roll?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love giving you parts.
I hear the sound of teenagers rebelling.
Yeah, they're rebellious.
Only for Uncle Lou.
We need to, you know what? You know what fixes teenage rebellion, don't you, Dale?
Boarding school. I won't go into any of them online.
Tara's got it right. Boarding school. You're exactly right. So
you already go to the nerd school. We can stop there.
You know, see, Leela has a good relationship with her parents. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to be threatened with boarding school. I mean, she's already in Utah, so.
So can the host of
most teenagers in the rest of the United States, all you have to do is threaten them with sending them to Utah, especially when there's no snow there. Oh, God, it straightens them right the hell out.
I'm
going
to send you to Utah. So, but anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the Happiness Patrol is proud to announce the opening of the brand new Cafe Press Happiness Patrol store.
Yay!
Yes, you can get your t-shirts, you can get your mugs, you can get your thongs if you'd like, all emblazoned with the Happiness Patrol logo. So there you have it. How nice is that?
You had to make them do the thong.
I did the thong, yes. I was like, yes. Won't
and if
funny.
Your junk breaks down, you can then call out Hewlett-Packard, who'll respond because they've got the same logo.
Yes, Hewlett-Packard, yes. Woohoo! Please do not wear in Texas.
Please do not wear
a Tandy core. Okay, actually, gang, we've already sold like a hat and I think a t-shirt or something like that. So
woo-hoo!
I was very happy about that.
Lou,
yes,
you were the one who bought them.
No. Actually, I was not the one who bought them, but we did get those taken care of. And there's some that are when I was putting this thing together, I was looking at it and I was like going, I don't know if anybody would like to buy this t-shirt or that t-shirt or whatever, but you know, there are some that are actually pretty good. So I think it should be worth your while. And show your support at conventions like Gallifrey One, which is coming up in a mere a little over a week. Wow, I can't believe you were
so close.
No,
it's a little close. It's like 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? Let me see. Sunday. Well, today's Sunday, 25th, 26th. So, yeah, you're right, Char.
See, I know this because I have to schedule people to come over here and take apart the TARDIS and put it in its trailer, and then I've got to drive all the way to California.
Bum,
so,
bum, 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 bum. Are you going to be tweeting all
flying
the way?
The damn thing yet?
Oh, I wish. Listen, I just got some for my birthday. One of the coolest presents I got is some new controllers for the lights, and they've been there. I now have some specific programs to run to make the lights and the noises go at the same time. So I'm very happy.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave. Dave, fabulous birthday present, man. I haven't gotten to play with it. I haven't gotten to plug him in and get the TARDIS up and rolling, but man, I can't wait. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Wow,
so
that does sound like a lot of fun. So you'll be able to remote control do this or what?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you'll be able. I can see you sitting, doing your needlework, and the nerds are like, you know, cosplayers are like all around the TARDIS, and then you hit the button.
Yep. Yep. Hell, I could be upstairs in my room having, because now I'll be able to remotely watch that. I can remotely watch the TARDIS from anywhere. And I can be up in the room and go, hey, that kid's getting too close. Hit up, you know. Gotcha.
What's the warning if you're getting too close?
Oh, I'm not telling you. It'll be
I can't wait.
It's Ed 209 from RoboCop. Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Oh, lordy, lordy. So, yeah, I'm looking very forward to actually celebrating my birthday in L.A. and having a good time hanging around the TARDIS and meeting all kinds of new people and seeing all the costumes. I love looking at the costumes and such, so I like that. Oh, and yes, in fact, I was looking at the schedule, and at noon on Saturday, Louis Trapani is hosting a podcast forum.
Not a forum.
What is it? Yeah. It's a forum, and so that panel should be great. I'm going to watch that. But originally we were going to have the Happiness Patrol live podcast from Taurus TARDIS in L.A. at Gallifrey One at noon on Saturday. But we're going to push that back to 11 on Saturday. So it'll be a quick thing. It'll be only like an hour. It's not like we're going to ramble on and on and on, but we are going to
because we never ramble on and on and on.
we're gonna say hello to everybody and do some things and talk to some people and get some good sound bites and things like that. So it should be a lot of fun. So that's 11. That'll be 11 o'clock instead of noon. Oh, I'll have to work that out. Over on California Coast time, it'll be 11 California time, which means Dale, it'll be earlier for you.
Oh, sorry, I nodded off while you were rambling. What time will it be for those of us in the UK?
Let's see. Hang on. 5, 6, 7, 8 hours later. 8, 11.
He's counting on his fingers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he is. He's going to take his shoes off and count on his toes.
Hang on, let me get my shoes off.
Yep.
No, it'll be 7 o'clock. It'll be 7 o'clock for Dale.
What, in the morning?
No, in the... Wait,
oh, thank God for that. I'd say it's 11 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning. You have no chance. I don't even consider consciousness until 11 a.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m. 7 p.m., oh, it'll be great. It'll be fine.
That's not too bad.
No, yeah, it'll be good. And it's only going to be for an hour. I'm just thinking, like, we're going to set
right,
it up.
There's no Doctor Who, because so there's crap all on television over here.
So it should be a lot of fun. So you can entertain all the people at Galley, Dale, with your wit and sly humor.
Greetings, Mistress Linda.
Oh. Sorry, that's K-9. My mother may not know you, K-9. It's all right, dear.
Mistress.
Good dog, K-9.
Affirmative, Mistress.
K-9 is our computer dog, Linda.
Oh, you have a computer dog.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He takes care of all of our records and internet worries and all that kind of stuff. He just makes sure that, you know, we're on track and going so we can be creative.
Is he house trained?
Affirmative, Mistress. Master prohibits shitting on carpet.
Bad dog, K-9. Bad dog.
No naughty words, K-9. Remember what we told you. No naughty words in front of anybody's mom.
Precise instruction as relayed from Master Lewis. Do not swear in front of women except to say the really bad words.
No. K-9, you're going to get me in trouble.
Well, I think my mom's going to go and read some. She and my father are sitting over at another table reading books while all this is going on. So I think she's going to wander off now.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
Hello, Linda.
Hi. Say hi to Dale. This is Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Good.
Who let the robot dog near the microphone?
Dale has a TARDIS in his living room, too.
Oh.
Just so you know, I'm not the only crazy person with a TARDIS in their living room. Dale has one over in England. Okay.
Collapsible?
I don't know,
Jim. Yes, it is, actually. Yes, it is collapsible. But just to let you know, I mean, in case you have ever worried, Linda, I make your daughter look like a sane paragon of normality.
And there you have it. There you have it. So well, golly, enjoy your reading there, Linda.
Thanks
so much for coming on. Nice meeting you.
Kitchen.
She's going back to the kitchen to read.
Going back to the kitchen, okay.
Ooh, what are you reading?
What are you reading, Mom?
I have no idea.
Cereal boxes, then.
Exclusive? What is it called? Exclusive? Is it a thriller? My father and my mother read read thrillers. They like that. I once sent my husband to the store to buy some books for my father, and my husband said, "I can't buy books for your dad. I don't know your dad well enough to buy books for him." And I said, "It's very easy. You look for anything that's got a swastika on it, or an angel on it, or a submarine, or any of that, and he'll be just thrilled." So that's.
We know who did it. It was Jaunty, the secret Nazi film producer.
Absolutely.
The zombie Nazi. Zombie Nazi. Nothing better than zombie Nazi.
Zombie. Medical thriller involved with Nazis and Russians. That's it, right there. There you go. That's the trifecta.
There you have it. Zombies, right. Nazis, and Russians. Good. Oh, my. So.
Very good. Zombies and Nazis and Russians, oh my. Zombies and Nazis and Russians, oh my. Canine, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
That's a medical thriller. That counts. Sorry, they're protesting because the book my father is currently reading has a stethoscope on the cover, but it's a medical thriller.
The doctor did it.
Is it a Nazi stethoscope?
Is it a Nazi stethoscope? Yeah, they want to know. Is it a Nazi stethoscope? Is it a German stethoscope?
No, it just means the doctor did it.
It's all American.
Oh,
it's an American thriller. No Chinese crap.
I think we're going to do Pick of the Week, won't we?
Hang on.
Where did you go?
He swanned off. Where the hell are you?
I just put the mic. I took the mic out of the stand. That's all.
Yeah. I don't. That for
damn, this mic is freezing.
Whatever.
I love your small violins. Your small violin.
Smallest violin playing the world's saddest tune just for you.
Heard that one before. So,
suck it up.
Pick of the week. Nobody has emailed us for a pick of the week this week, but that's okay. Because we've got our own pick of the weeks, I'm sure. Tara, anything that you would suggest for lovers on this Lover's Day of Valentine's Day sort of thing? What would you pick for people who want to see a nice romantic Doctor Who?
Romantic Doctor Who?
It doesn't matter. It could be romance or not.
It all depends on your version of romance. I mean, I know a lot of people who seem to think that explosions are perfectly romantic. You know, let's go out and blow something up. So, let's see here.
You know, if I wasn't gay, I'd be terribly attracted to Tara after that statement.
So, pick of the week.
I don't have pick of the week this week.
Anybody got a pick of the week?
Do.
Who wants to go first for a pick of the week? Anybody?
Leela does.
Leela?
I don't have one this week.
Oh. Yes, you do.
Remember, because we never watched anything.
Uh-oh, here comes Gidget. Gidget, come up here and tell me about your pick of the week.
Okay, now I did watch an episode last night, so technically that would be my Valentine's Day one. And David did object because it is a sad, weepy one, but it's one that we recommend all the time. I mean, it's Girl in the Fireplace, and as I said earlier, my parents are here visiting for my birthday, and so I haven't been watching the obscure Who. I've been watching some of the new Who so that they would not be quite so freaked out and not make fun of the sets or the anything that was going on. So I've been watching a lot of David Tennant, and I watched Girl in the Fireplace last night, which is a bit of a weepy. I'm working on another scarf, of course, and no Doctor Who scarf is complete without tears. So I sat there and watched Girl in the Fireplace and wept, and David came and got me, and we went to bed. It was lovely. Boo-hoo-hoo. Oh,
please leave it there. Please leave it there. Please leave it there.
Don't worry.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's pretty good. Darn, I don't have a pick of the week like that. Nope.
No.
Other than Delta and the Bannerman. Ah! If you want some cheese, if you like your Doctor Who extra cheesy. And don't forget, there is green involved in this too. There's a good bit of green little babies, all made up in green with little green onesies on. So yeah.
Let's see here. Now Lewis's choice is brought to you today by Velveeta.
Velveeta. And ho ho ho, green giant. Actually, it would be Sprout. God. It would be Sprout, right? That's what it was, Sprout. So.
I don't think their spaceship was powered by wind.
Oh. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Horrible, that episode.
Yeah.
Yes,
well.
I'm not a huge fan of that episode, I have to say. Mm.
Well, Sylvester was fun. And that super little thing on top of the TARDIS to zap people. What the hell was that all about?
Oh, meant to be a sonic cone, actually an air freshener.
I should remember that.
Put the air freshener on top of the TARDIS.
Just pop an air freshener up there. It'll be fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lethal air freshener. It may kill you, but it smells of pine.
Arg. Dale, you got a pick of the week?
Yes, I have.
Just pick one, Dale. What do you got?
No, I've got one.
Oh, you got one.
Oh, yes. Actually, I have two.
Uh-oh. So Leela gets a break.
Because you haven't bloody got one either. I was about to do two, didn't I? First one, classic Who. If you actually want love in Doctor Who, without all the sexy, sloppy, rosy rubbish. City of Death. Because the Doctor and Romana 2 are obviously so much in love, well, Tom and Lala are so much in love, and it is beautiful. It plays perfectly. Mm. It's funny, it's witty, it's scary, it's clever, it's perfectly written, and it rocks massively.
And it's got a great Monty Python thing.
Yes, cameo. Up as well. Yes.
I love it.
Has one of the best scenes with the TARDIS, and I'm afraid that as an artist, I myself love that scene, absolutely love that scene. Need to make up a little...
The best and most perfect scenes in Doctor Who, actually.
I really need to make up a little art placard to set next to my TARDIS for my non-Doctor Who friends who come over here to sit on my porch and paint, and when they walk by and they see the TARDIS and they don't get it, they'll just see the little placard and they'll go, oh, that's what it is then, it's art. And
it's mixed media.
Absolutely.
For me, one of the most curious things about this piece is it's a functionalism. Anyway, yes. So that's choice number one. Choice number two, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
This one is so far off the wall, you won't understand it. Well, you might do. Ready? Supernatural, Season 5, Episode 4, called Fallen Idols, in which you get to see Paris Hilton killed.
Now, while that is lovely, that's not Doctor Who, Dale. Sorry. No.
I don't care. It's a beautiful episode. It's funny, it's witty, it's perfectly played. It's about horrors in a wax museum, and the main horror turn in the Max Museum turns out to be Paris Hilton.
Oh,
and
funny.
And she gets her head cut off at the end. Fantastic!
Now we're not allowed to recommend other shows because I'll recommend X Files because I've been watching a lot of X Files lately.
Oh, fine, recommend the X Files. No, do it.
Well, fine then. I'll recommend the Valentine's Day episode of the X Files, even though some people seem to hate that episode. I love it because it aired on my birthday when it came out, and it's called The Rain King, and it's about a man who can control the weather and the woman who loves him. So there.
Oh, I remember that one. I love that one.
I love that one.
Well, if we're going to be doing like, you know, non-Doctor Who, I'm going to at least keep it in time travel, and I'm going to say for romance, pick of the week would have to be Christopher Reeve in Somewhere in Time.
Bipolar. Yeah, you've been watching Delta and the Bannerman, you can tell that you've been going shit all week. It's a time-travelling post box. Really? Isn't that fantastic? What does he do? Squeeze himself through it at the end? Hey, look in your mailbox this morning. There's a surprise for you. Yeah, excuse me, Mr. Reeve. You shouldn't be sticking that part of your anatomy in the post box.
Bless Mr. Reeve and his horse accident. See, Tara? See why we worry about you? Horses.
Well, I'm not going to be jumping any jumps. My God, that's insane. I've taken
horses
over
TARDIS.
Leela?
Yes.
Your turn.
No, I've got nothing this week.
It's okay.
Recommend something, anything.
Yeah, listen, I'm doing what? What the hell? Delta and the Bannerman and Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve? I mean, you can come up
with
something.
No, I didn't. You did those.
That's what I said.
I mean, I'm recommending X-Files, for God's sake. Come on.
And I'm recommending Supernatural, so at least you can recommend is skiing.
Come on, Leela. Go on. Recommend skiing.
Or Power Rangers.
I didn't even get to do that this week.
Power Rangers.
Well, just tell us what your favorite ski run is. How about that?
Yeah, you've had time to think of something now.
Hey, Leela, can I ask you a question, Leela?
What?
You ever seen this show called Doctor Who?
That's not very fair now, is it? We know she hasn't.
Not this week, anyway.
I hate you guys.
Hang on. Did she just say she hated us guys?
Yes.
She did. You know how many...
No, I said you and Lewis.
Young lady. Young lady.
Thank you, Leela.
Suck it up.
All girls together.
Young lady, do you know how many people are clamoring to be members of the Happiness Patrol? And here you are
None.
With this luxury that you're quite None. Honestly abusing. As well
none.
As a guest, as a host.
Still none. Still none.
No, email still after none. Email. What do I need to do to get on the Happiness Patrol? Yeah, yeah. So.
No, you never check the email. I check the email.
Ouch. She's got you there.
I'm telling you, Dale, if you come over for Gallifrey 1, you are going to have a hell of a time. Because
yeah, that right.
They have the greatest parties, and it is a zoo. And I know for a fact. Now, Uncle Lou, you're going to be very upset about this.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be at least one podcast being broadcast from the hot tub at Gallifrey 1.
Well, that's okay, as long as it's not from your TARDIS.
Well, no, nobody else is broadcasting from my TARDIS, but they have. I was laughing very hard. They've already. Reserved the hot tub, and they've already got their recording equipment, and they're deciding who's going to be in the hot tub. And I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to be crashed by at least one person.
So, Tara, tell me something.
Yes.
Have you been a guest on Radio Free Skaro?
No, I haven't. That is one show I haven't been on.
So tell me, can you list all the shows that you've been on?
Oh, dear God. Let's see here. I've been on... Podshock, I don't know how many times.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Have I actually been on the Cultum Collective? I know they talk about me on the Cultum Collective, so I should probably get on that show and actually respond. let's see here. I've been the topic of conversation for the last 2 weeks on The Flashing Blade.
Why?
Because, well, the very nice gentleman in charge of The Flashing Blade was... Put out a call. He wants a very, very authentic season 18 Doctor Who star.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And well, that'll take you forever to knit.
Well, he got absolutely inundated with emails from people saying, if you want to find out where to get the best Doctor Who scarf, you have to go talk to TARDIS Tara. I'm sorry, that's where you have to go. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You go straight to TARDIS Tara. And so he sent me a very nice email, and I told him that I was booked up just at the moment for season 18, but that I would be more than happy to help him find someone to knit it. And within minutes, he had somebody over in the UK who was willing to knit it for him. And then we started debating yarns, and they sent me some sample yarns, and I told them, no, please don't use these. Use these.
I love you.
I love
don't
you.
Don't use British woolen shit.
Well, no.
British wool comes from rats.
They're rats.
No, because for the season 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, I recommend British wool. I have to say, I really, really like Rowan wool. They make a very, very nice wool for scarves. It's very soft, and it's relatively close to the right colors. And
they
there
shape
are some
rats to make it. They really do.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They shape rats.
No. No, that's what they do in Australia, Dale. I actually have some Australian.
Those are swamp rats over in it, over
no,
yonder.
They have, there's a possum fur yarn from Australia, and
oh
I have
God.
Some of it. And it's lovely. Oh I don't
goodness.
Know if I'll actually wear it, but I have some.
Well, you know
but
what?
No.
If I get enough fur from Gidget, will you make a scarf out of Gidget?
No.
Do you know what that cat just said?
Yes, I know exactly what that cat just said.
Yeah, it wasn't very polite, was it?
Huh?
It really wasn't very polite to Uncle Lewis.
Quite rude.
It was. Roughly translated, Lewis, it was suck it up, douchebag.
Oh, right. Gidget, you'd never say that to me, would you?
Yes. I want you to knit. I've just realised what I really want you and your knitting buddies to knit.
What?
A TARDIS cosy.
Oh, dear God.
A giant cover knitted for the TARDIS. But of the TARDIS, so it looks like a giant knitted version.
Oh, that's funny. That would be very, very funny.
Now, see, Americans don't do that. I don't understand. I know that British women do that because I have seen a motorcycle cozy. I have seen a car cozy. I have seen a house cozy. But American women don't knit that. I'll tell you, the pattern that I brought back from the UK that I have had the most fun with passing it around to my knitting friends here in the States is a willy warmer. And only the Brits would come up with that. It's absolutely hysterical.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
A willy warmer.
It's a pattern for a willy warmer, and it causes great hilarity wherever it goes. But it's, yeah. I don't understand. The Brits seem to think you need to knit covers for everything. And, you know, here in America, we just sort of, you know.
It all comes from this wonderful 70s idea where, I think British people being very, very, you know, quite, repressed is the word I'm looking for.
There you go.
They try to cover up things like, you know, loo rolls with stupid dollies with knitted dresses that actually fit over the loo roll itself. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Like, why the hell would you do that? Because, you know, it's just
it makes it
anyway.
More. It makes it more polite now.
It
now
does so, not.
Now
it
the,
makes it more twee. It makes you want to burn the frickin' house down.
Now the loo is proper.
It depends on the bog roll cover, because I have seen there's one that I may actually knit, and it is a you don't like Futurama. There's one that's made to look like Nibbler, the little alien ape thing that eats everything. And it's a bog roll cover, and I saw it, and I just fell off my chair laughing, and I said, okay, if I'm going to knit a bog roll cover, that's
you
the
see,
one.
That would work, because that actually has a sense of humor. It was all these twee 70s dollies that did my head in.
I've seen thousands of them, and they're hideous, and that is over here in the States. But, the British knitters have taken cozies to a whole nother level. I mean, when they cover a motorcycle.
I've seen Hoover cozies and microwave cozies and kettle cozies. I've never seen a TARDIS cozy, though.
I don't know if I could get enough American knitters together to do a TARDIS cozy, but that would be a fantastic project. Because I do have a bunch of, well, I have I have minions all around the world.
Yes,
minions.
You do. You have
minions. Oh, I like minions. That's good.
Tara, you know, she's not just a Happiness Patrol member. She has minions of her. She has legions of fans. So knitters and non-knitters alike. I bet if we put a fan page on Facebook of help us knit a TARDIS cozy, that it would be
we'll get it done in a week.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about a week, because I've got a group of very, very nice ladies who have all taken part in a charity knit. We are knitting a scarf for charity, and it has been all over the United States, and then it went over to the UK, and then it went to Germany, and then it came back, and it's almost done. It's going to be done in time for Gallifrey 1, and we're going to be auctioning it off for charity. It's a Season 12 Doctor Who scarf in wool, and it has been knitted around the world.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
So, yeah. So that's our charity project, and so that has been going on for the better part of a year. So and it's almost done. Knock on wood. God, I hope it's almost done. And I'll be hopefully getting it back here in another week or so, and then I need to wash it and block it so it'll be all pretty for Gallifrey 1. But
lovely.
Groovy. Yeah. So what is the charity that it's going for?
Usually the charity at Gallifrey 1 is a cancer charity, but I think I heard a rumor that they've switched it for this particular one to Haiti relief, but I'm not sure.
Mm.
So don't quote me on
all
that.
All good causes. All very good causes.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go to a good cause. It's going to have a good home and somebody who really loves it. And so I think it's going to be happy all around. It's going to be
good,
it was
good.
A lot of fun for the people who knitted it. And I think somebody's going to go away with a very nice scarf. And the charity will get a nice little chunk of change. And everybody will be happy. So be happy.
Splendid. I like that. Mm. Well done, you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your time on the Happiness Patrol for this week. Thanks so much for joining us.
I didn't.
Well, thank you, Dale, for joining us. And, yes?
It's nice to be back.
Yes, it is. It's great. It's great. It's great having you back. God. So anyway, I'm not all alone anymore. I'm not all alone. You guys want to follow us online? You can follow us because we do have a Twitter. And you can also go to our blog page, right, Leela?
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/theHPatrol. And our blog is thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com.
And you know what? If you want a T-shirt or something like that, you can go to our Cafe Press site, Leela.
Or heaven help you, a thong.
Go to thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com, leave a comment that you want a TARDIS cozy, and we'll get Tara to knit one.
So this is Lewis B.
And this is Tara W.
I'm Leela S.
And I'm Paris Hilton.
The headless wonder. So, thanks for joining us here on the Happiness Patrol. We'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye! Goodbye!
This is Leela S., and you've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Gidget.
Oh. I love that Gidget.